Top of the hour, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. This is a short segment coming up here again, and we'll have a long one after that. But I've got Bobby on the line. I wanted to keep Bobby on for a few more minutes and talk to him about this, the importance of this, folks, because Bobby, like you, like me, like everybody else, is an RBN listener. And Bobby, tell me, are you not hooked on RBN like I am?
I'm hooked on RBN, but I just want to take a chance to tell your listeners, I was one of those people listening to RBN, driving around. I was at work listening, going, what can I do? What can I do? How can I do my part? Is there anything I can do? And, you know, you got to find something. And even if it's donating to a program to keep this alive, that's doing something. Because I always hear everybody call these programs, well, what can we do? Well, you want to, there's a lot we can do. But if you don't have time, use your resources that you have. You know, I'm trying to use my resources plus make time. I have a child and I have a wife, and my job is to protect them. And that is why I do what I do, because it's not getting any better right now, and we need more numbers.
As John says, we need boots on the ground.
No, we do.
Yeah, and the thing is, and I want to emphasize this to everybody, is that you know, this station's been around for quite some time, and it's well-respected as far as getting the message out. And I want to repeat that, you know, they don't come online like some of these religious organizations and bark all the time for money.
Right.
That's the last thing in the world that they want to do. I know the Stadtmullers personally. They are friends of mine. They've become friends of mine, like a number of other patrons, just like Bobby. Bobby, I've never met you, okay,
yeah,
personally, but you're my friend, and you know that.
Yep.
And Ronnie, when I met him for lunch, we're instant friends. Just met another listener that came in, drove 30 miles to meet me, okay? His name is Robert. Instant friends, because we have a bond. We're on the same page, okay? And I know any of you out there that have been to any conferences or been to any gatherings that promote truth, there's a bond there. Well, you've got brethren here. You've got a network that needs your help right now, okay? We need to get over the hump. Again, Bobby, I have to commend you that, you know, I was shocked when I came here from mainstream and I saw the difference. These people that I broadcast out to are very knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, if I say something and it's not right, I got three callers right now just bashing me and correcting me, you know. But that's part of the beauty of it, is that the information is out there to be shared with all, but we've got to share it. You got to do your part.
The people need to know, don't ask what you can do if you're not doing anything. You know, there's something for everybody, and I am finally applying to myself, and it gives me a sense of happiness. I know that I'm doing something. It might not be much, and I thank everybody that's come to get the DVDs. I'm only sending two or three out a day, but I'll tell you what, they go out the very next day.
Mm-hmm.
You're not waiting for them. I get them out as fast as I can. So if anybody needs more than one copy, I don't care. If you're going to send it out, tell me. Let's get it out there. So have a wonderful day, Michael.
Thanks for the call, Bobby. And by the way, thank you so much for the donation. And I want to meet you at some point, buddy. All right. All right. We're going to go to a break, and then I'm going to go to Chris from Chicago. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with me.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Producer to turn the music down. And then I want to give out the numbers again, folks, so you can send in your donation or go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, and make a donation. Okay, every little bit helps. But I know, like myself, there's a number of people out there, like Bobby, that really can afford to send in a pretty sizable donation. Just they've been sitting on the fence and they haven't done it for one reason or another. This station is very important, folks, to continue to put out valuable information to the American public. So make sure that you send a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. If you guys have a question or comment, feel free to call in. It looks like we've got Chris on the line again from Chicago, do we? Okay, let him go. Where are you? Here he is. Chris, you back?
Yes, I'm back, and I would like to refute the ad hominem talks attacks made against me. Let me disabuse him of some of his delusions. He said that my work has not been recognized when in truth it has been endorsed by the finest physicists in the world, including the former vice president of the Russian Academy of Sciences, Anatoly Alexeyevich Loganov. Now, let me quote some of the things that Mr. Nikoloff has said to refute his claim that he does not address politics or religion in his article. And then you will understand why I'm saying he's viciously scapegoating the Catholics. He said, and I quote, "The Nazis were the pawns for a far more sinister authority, the Vatican, the Society of Jesus, Jesuit Order, and the Black Pope." He continues, "Jesuits actually worship Lucifer, not Satan, and practice the most sadistic forms of human sacrifice, homosexuality, pedophilia, black magic, and murder." Now, if he's man enough, I'll be happy to debate him anywhere, even in a forum where the moderator is heavily biased against me and claims to be his friend.
Okay, Chris, let me ask you here. And again, you know, I'm giving you time, all right? And I know you respect that. But what I don't want to get into with you or Don or anybody else, okay, is I don't want to use my show for, you know, a contest here of a debate. I've seen it happen with other talk show hosts, and it's negative. Now, I mentioned to you, if you send me an email, I'll forward it to him and let him respond to you, and maybe he can debate you in a forum or on the phone or whatever. But I'm not going to be used as the venue to do that. My show isn't, Chris, and I hope you understand that. Okay, so
what I understand is that last Friday you made derogatory comments about me, and I had a right to respond to them. That's why I called in, and it could have been
derogatory comments about you. Look, I told you that you were trying to discredit his article. You started nitpicking the picture apart. And that's
nitpicking
fine.
Nitpicking the picture.
All right, cut him off. That's it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm not going to use my show as a format for somebody that's got an agenda to vent. And if you have an agenda to vent and it's a viable agenda, talk directly to the person of which you have the issue and try to rectify it. Okay? But I'm not going to use my particular show as a vehicle for you to vent on that issue. Talk to him about it. That's all I have to say about that. All right, let's, oh my gosh. Don in Ohio, you're on with Michael.
Yeah, I wanted to change the subject a little bit.
That's
here.
A good idea, Don. Go ahead.
I keep on getting these phone calls, you know, for new credit card deals and stuff like that, and I think most of them are probably erroneous. They ask for things that, you know, basically, you know, when you have a bill or something like that, you know, it might mark or it will only give the last four numbers on it.
Right.
You know, they're calling up and asking, well, you know, but you have to verify the first four numbers of your Social Security number, you know, and that means that they only need one more number, you know, to basically guess right, and then they can start stealing.
And it doesn't take them long to fill in the blanks.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's all they would need if they already had the last four numbers and they got the first, you know, four from you. You know, yeah, just that one number left.
Yeah, you've got two numbers left. It'd be four and four. Yeah. Oh, no, that's right. You didn't need one. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going by the dashes in the middle.
Right. Yeah. I was wondering, is there a way to put a block on your credit reporting to where, you know, like if somebody wants to give you credit, even a legit company or something like that, because I don't want no more credit cards. I got one, and, you know, that's the only one I wanted at the time, and I'm trying to pay that sucker off right now, and I don't care if I get any more credit card offers and stuff like that. Is there a way so that you can put a block on it so, you know, no one would even be able to, you know, sign out like a fictitious.
And now you're talking about, is this coming through you via snail mail, via the computer? Or?
No, they were actually calling on the phone.
They're calling on the phone. Yes, there is a way that you can do that. You know, it's a solicitation, and you can ask to be put on what is called a no-call list.
Yeah, I have done that. You know what they did? They changed the name of the credit card, and, you know, they're trying to offer me a different credit card. They'll probably change it a different name again. But I don't think it's even legit, you know, them, because, you know, that's all they would need is that one number.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we're being attacked from all angles here.
Yeah, that's why I don't want anybody to be able to even access my, you know, my stuff so they could find out, you know, whether or not, you know, so they couldn't basically get credit out in my name.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I know of, and by the way, you know, me coming from the mortgage industry, there was a point in time where I had, you know, I had contracted a direct firm that was calling. They were soliciting people. And I know that there was a big thing with the no-call list, and they had it set up to where if there was, they would have to scan their list to see if the individual was on a no-call list, and they couldn't call them because if they did, they would get fined, and it's a pretty significant amount of money. But as far as anything else other than that, the no-call list, I wouldn't be able to help you, my friend. I don't know. I know that, you know, I get this spam all the time, you know, these pop-ups on my computer wanting me to do this. I had one it was a couple of weeks ago that said that somebody had invaded or pirated my Microsoft Windows. And then they wanted me to fill in all my information to get it up and running again, including my credit card and my PIN number.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a big red flag right there.
No doubt.
But it invades your computer, and it won't let you take it off of there. And it took me about, 5 to 7 days, I would say, of constantly clicking the X to get it out of there. Go ahead.
What operating system do you have?
What operating systems?
Yeah.
Windows XP?
Yes, I got Pro, but
okay.
I'm switching over to Linux as soon as I learn it. Another thing they like to do now, too, is they call you up with a computer, you know, and that way you can't tell them right away that, you know, hey, do not call back there again, you know, they don't give you the option to say, hey, put me on the no-call list.
Mm-hmm. Well,
hey, go for 2008 and Ron Paul, you know.
Hey, I'm right with you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
All right, call-in number again is 800-313-9443, and you can call in about, I guess, anything you want. Don was calling in about junk mail. Anyway, all right, let's move along here. Excuse me, I talked about what RBN is doing. And, folks, I'm telling you, being on the inside here, it's really exciting to see some of the things that are coming together here because this network, other than this financial hump that we're going through right now, they have some ideas in here on building this and really creating a cohesive network with people all across the country in their groups. And I'm excited about it, okay? And I'm participating in it, and I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm really happy to be here, okay? And I don't know, people have heard things in the past, blah, 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 blah. But the fact of the matter is these are great people here. This entire staff of people are great people. Some of them wear 2 and 3 hats at the same time because they have to, even me. But, you know, I'm saying that I couldn't think of a better place that I would be wanting to spend my time and putting forth the truth, putting forth information to people that is valuable. Now, again, you know, we have Chris and Don that happen to be in a little spat, but, I put out what Don reports. Chris, you want to email me as far as Don is concerned and, work out your differences? That's fine. All right. But I take issue with insulting you because you're the one trying to discredit Don, not me. Okay. Moving right along. Now, there's an issue it's an ongoing crisis that's been happening for quite some time. And, I've watched it behind the scenes. There have been a few, not very many, people that have reported on this. It's the Leo Wanta story, and now they're calling it Wantagate. This has been going on for, I don't know what, about a year and a half, and it was on, Greg Zismansky used to report on it for a while, and then he stopped reporting on it and got into an issue with some of the financial players in the game and decided that he wasn't going to report on it anymore. I've been following this behind the scenes, and the only reason I bring it up is because I've gotten several emails from people who are asking me why I don't cover it. They are sending me emails asking me to forward stories to John Statmiller about it, and I have talked to John about this. John had covered a little bit of it. He had Greg Zismansky on his show a few months, 4 or 5 months ago, and I heard that show. And John doesn't cover it because it's almost, they call it Wantagate because it's almost like a soap opera. It's an ongoing thing, and it's time-consuming. Now, is it for real? Is it not for real? Stick with me till after the break, and I'll tell you. Boy, I'm starting to sound like American Idol, aren't I? Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, and we'll see you in 3, and I'll talk some more about this.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Got a short segment coming up here. And, again, I'm going to open the phone lines. It's 800-313-9443 if you have any questions or comments for me. I want to talk a little bit more about Liawatha. Again, I weighed with this subject for a long time. I followed it behind the scenes. I had Greg Zizmansky on my show in Phoenix on KFNX, and I interviewed him last year, about, I don't know, July or August. And I have read the ongoing reports on this story, and I had constantly decided that I wasn't going to report on it, not because I don't believe it to be true, it's because the issues are so complex that it becomes very time-consuming to continue to keep abreast of, not to mention the fact that you have to basically educate new listeners to let them know what's going on and what led up to it. However, I have been being pressured over the last couple of weeks to report on this because my listening audience is asking for it. So I made a decision that I am going to go ahead. I'm not going to do this to the degree that some talk show hosts have done, but I am going to, one time, I'm going to have Don Nikoloff, again, he's going to come on my show tomorrow, and he's going to bring me up to speed on it because he has been in contact with some of the players in this, who would be Christopher Story, a financial expert over in the UK, and Michael C. Cottrell. Now, again, I'm not going to make a big thing out of this, and I'm not going to, spend a whole lot of time on it but I am going to one time bring my listeners up to speed on what's going on here, and that will be tomorrow. Then I'm going to report on this probably once a week, just to let you know of what's continually going on behind the scenes. And what's curious and interesting about this story is that you'll see some snippets in mainstream news about an event that happened here or there. For example, just the other day, the Queen of England made a visit over here. And my engineer told me, oh, yeah, and they took, you know, freedom to fascism off a Google video. Now, I don't know if that's coincidence or whatever. But what they're saying is the Queen is coming over here, or she came over here, and she's been here for a few days. Well, anybody that's been following the Leo Wanta story would know the real reasons why the Queen has come over here. But they're not going to tell you that in mainstream media, nor are most alternative media is going to cover it, only because of the complexity of the issue. But there's been other events that have happened over the course of this Wantagate, if you will call it, that have happened over in Europe. They have happened in Australia. And it's basically a kind of a domino effect, if you will, of what's going on behind the scenes with this Leo Wanta story. So, you know, if I know I'm being very vague here, but you want to tune in tomorrow, and Don Nikoloff, who, like myself, has been following this, is going to bring us up to speed on it, and then he's going to enlighten you on some events that have been happening, and you can kind of tie them together with the little snippets that you hear about certain events. And I think you'll find that, you know, once you understand what's going on with Leo Wanta, these events that you get little snippets of will probably start to make more sense. That's all I'm going to say about that. So you have to tune in tomorrow to get any further reports on it. Now, I'm going to shift gears again. I told you I went to a 9/11 conference with my wife last June. As my listeners know, I don't talk a lot about 9/11. It is my view that 9/11 happened. Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. Some people think that it was a MIHOP, which they made it happen on purpose, like Webster Tarpley says. Some people say it's a LIHOP. They let it happen on purpose. My position is they made it happen on purpose. They were complicit in it, and I've talked to a number of different people behind the scenes. Bob Bowman, example, who ran for Congress in Florida this last election, that, you know, if they would have done nothing, those planes would have been intercepted. Not going to go into a lot of that because I'm about solutions. I'm not about the problem. We know it happened. We know they either made it or let it happen on purpose. What I'm more concerned about, that's, to me, is an issue that is going down in the annals of history. Now, the way they report it is false history, but it is still history. And what has happened after that, i.e. the Patriot Act of the, you know, John Warner Defense Bill, the Military Commissions Act, these are all events that have been blamed on 9/11. Now, there's a whole lot of different reports and a lot of different polls that have come out over the years, and they've talked about how many people really know about what's happening and how many people think it's an inside job and how many people, you know, think that our government's lying to us, or if they're just, you know, they have questions about it. And those polls range anywhere, depending on who you want to listen to, from 36% up to about 86%. So your guess is as good as mine there. People that know that there's questions, they don't believe the full story. You know, if they want to be lulled into a false sense of security and they want to remain asleep, then, you know, all the government has to do is give them, you know, some ointment, and they'll go back to sleep. But there's 36% or better of hardcore people that have no doubt that it's an inside job, and they're not going to sway. They cannot. They can no longer be swayed by the mainstream or by this government. I say that to say this. I'm leading up to something here. My wife's over there smiling at me. Why don't you put the speaker back, or the headphones back on, Lindsay, and say a few words. But we're going to go to a break first, so. Short segment is over. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll continue with this when I come back. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave, CN3. And I'm going to read what some psychiatrists and psychologists have to say about this. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Long segment here. Michael Herzog, Your American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my lovely wife sitting across the table from me. She's got her headphones on, just in case. You just never know when she's going to pop in with something. But the reason I was talking a little bit about 9/11, because, again, it's not an issue that I want to delve into as far as the events surrounding it and what happened and the firefighters and all that stuff. I'm talking about how it has affected us since that time. And, you know, polls that have been taken about how many people believe it and how many people have questions and so forth. And there's an article that I wanted to read to you because, you know, there's people out there that think they're in the minority and they don't want to talk to other people about it because people will in the mainstream say, oh, well, you're nuts. You know, our government wouldn't kill our own people, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me read to you what a number of psychiatrists and psychologists say about the government's 9/11 story. They basically say it's crazy. And they've taken this apart psychologically. Should people who question the government's version of the events on 9/11 have their heads examined? Well, the following psychiatrists and psychologists have concluded that the official version of 9/11 is false. Moreover, many of these mental health experts have concluded that the government's account is so obviously false that, and now listen to this, folks, people who still believe the government's version are in psychological denial. They just can't, they're like an ostrich with their head in the ground. They just can't believe or refuse to believe that our government would do this. Or are you speaking? You have to speak into the microphone. Okay. Well, No, I'm sorry. What did you say, Lindsay?
I said they don't want to.
They don't want to believe it. Right. Now, we're getting some feedback here. Okay. Anyway, let me continue on with this. We've got one, let's see. We've got Carol S. Woolman, psychiatrist, Martin Schatz, psychiatrist, professor of psychology at University of New Hampshire. These are some heavyweight people. These are some people with credentials here, folks. Professor of psychology at University of New Hampshire, William Woodward. Professor of psychology at University of Essex, Phillips Cozzolino. Professor of psychology at Goddard College, Catherine Lowther. Professor emeritus of psychology at the California Institute of Integral Studies, Ralph Metzner. Rhodes University, Michael Earl Taylor, retired professor of psychology, Graham Harris, and I'll just go on and on and on. Ronald Feintech, Richard Welzer, Gwendolyn Atwood, Victoria Ashley, Greg Hendricks, Roy Holcomb, Tova Gabriella. All of these people, and there's many, 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 many more. I just pulled off about 15 of them here. They all conclude from a psychological perspective that people that do not believe that our government would lie to us and carry out these events are the people that need to have their heads examined. Because there's no, and I've said this, how many times have I said this, Lindsay? Once you examine and analyze the events surrounding this, there is no way that an intelligent, sane person can come away and say that it was anything other than an inside job. Would you not agree, Lindsay? Now, Lindsay, you live in Phoenix still, and you work you work in an environment where you serve a lot of people, and you've shared this with me many times, and you have the unique opportunity to, and I'm not saying you're an eavesdropper here, okay, but you but you have the unique opportunity to overhear conversations when you walk up to serve a table or whatever, where people are in a conversation about, you know, the government or 9/11 or whatever. And also people will talk to you about it because you're not, you weren't born here. You were born in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And, does it surprise you how, how uninformed people are? I'm sorry, what's that?
Naive.
They're naive.
Yeah.
The would you say the majority, 95% of the American public, really doesn't know what's going on?
Yes.
Right.
I tend to sometimes go on my soapbox a little bit.
Right. And the reason that you do is because being married to me, you know, and you went through it with me.
Yes.
When you saw what happened when mm-hmm. I started waking up and finding out what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you recall correctly, I used to just plop myself on the couch and watch Fox News or, you know, the local news, and I knew there was something wrong, but it couldn't really put my finger on what it was. And if I remember correctly, it was around Thanksgiving of, what was it, 2004, when I happened to run across a video online. And I remember all your family, and we all went out, and my family, we went out and had Thanksgiving dinner. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we all gathered in the den, and I was on a rant. And I was basically yelling and screaming and saying, you know, hey, the government did, look at this, people. And everybody's just kind of wide-eyed saying, you know, you might as well just put the tin foil on your head because they thought I was crazy. But the point I'm trying to make to you is that Lindsay was there. She knows when I woke up. She watched what I went through. Now, tell me if you didn't think, because you didn't, I mean, I was just sharing this with you mm-hmm. after the fact, mm-hmm. Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
You really, not knowing and not doing the investigation for yourself, you really thought that I was kind of overreacting, or should I just say flat out nuts?
No, well, I was going to say nuts, but you did go a little bit nuts. But I remember you saying how scary this was, and did I really want to hear it? And you said I was a bit of an eavesdropper. I would just say I was out and out nosy. And I just, if I want to know something. And yeah, I much preferred you to tell me. I didn't care how scary it was. I wanted to hear.
Right. You really didn't have time to go do the research on it, but you wanted to hear it.
Yes.
Because you were concerned about me.
But that's not, I find that's not what people are, the majority of people are like here. They don't want to know.
Well, right. But my question to you is that, you know, during the course of your job, when you're mm-hmm. in there and you're serving and so forth, How many times have you run across a situation where the normal, you know, dumbed down American mm-hmm. will start talking about and, you know, George Bush or whatever.
Oh, a wonderful country. This is the place. This is where to be. We're the richest country in the world. And
knowing what you know now about the economy, yes. about the fact that this is fiat currency uh-huh. and about all this stuff, how do you respond when somebody tells you about what a wonderful, you know, economy you have and how rich we are?
Well, I normally start off gently. And then I can't help myself, and I find myself, blah, 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 you know, and I'm go. And I can't believe how much they don't know. And they look at me as if, and more or less say I'm a liar. That's not true. This bill isn't getting passed, and this isn't happening in government. And I direct them to RBN. Say, you know, listen to something other than Fox and CNN.
Mm-hmm. Being from Scotland, though, you know, I mean, before you came over here, you really didn't know, and people that live in Scotland or live in, mm-hmm. you know, Europe or in Asia or whatever, there is this myth that this is the richest country in the world and this mm-hmm. is the place to be and mm-hmm. so forth. And now that you're here, now that you've come here and you've experienced it, and I'm not saying it's a bad place to live, because all in all, as far as the planet is concerned, it probably is, you know, the cleanest, the most well, you know, built, or mm-hmm. you know, the in comparison with third world countries.
Yes.
But now that you're here, after you had this vision, because I know you used to come over here for 2-3 weeks at a mm-hmm. time, you had a business and you come over here, and now that you've lived here,
totally different.
Then,
different.
Because you didn't know at the time when you were coming over here and you're spending 2 weeks and maybe you'd lay out in the sun or you'd yeah. go out to dinner or whatever. You came over here and you lived here,
mm-hmm.
and you started to realize that this wasn't what you thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, now I want to take this a step further, okay? And I want to ask you, because I know you've told me stories about the Bobbies over in...
lovely place.
Okay. And I want, for the listeners out there, I want you to hear this. Because Lindsay used to own a pub over in Scotland, and she's told me many, many stories about, you know, the people have a few too many and they get in a fight or whatever they do, and then the Bobbies are called, okay, mm-hmm. The police.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happens when the Bobbies are called? First of all, they don't have a gun, right?
No.
They don't have a gun?
No.
All right, and they're very polite, are they
yes,
not?
Yes, very okay. polite.
And so when... How many times when somebody's drunk and in a scuffle or one of them gets beat up or however, or, you know, whatever happens, how many times do they get arrested?
Well, very rarely. It's as long as it's a one-to-one.
So if two people get in a fight over there and they're...
Well, let them bash it out. At the end of the day, they end up going down the road with their arms around each other. They've resolved their differences. I'm not saying that's the best way to resolve your differences with fists, but... you know, I think I also told you about watching. I let you see it, the program. It's a bit like British Cops, and they bust in a drug raid,
mm-hmm.
and the Bobby sticks his head around the door, and he says, "Are you decent, love?"
They want to make sure you're dressed before they come in your door.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is a very polite police department. Could you imagine that happening here?
No, never in a million years.
No.
You know, a female screaming. The police officer sticking her finger in his face, telling you he
knocked his hat off once or twice, didn't he?
No, she kicked him.
Oh, she
no, it was me that knocked a policeman's hat off once.
Lindsay, you knocked.
I did. Well, just for a laugh.
And what did he do?
Well, he saw me at the bus stop the next day and gave me a lift to work.
Now I want you to compare the differences, folks, from over here and over there. I can't even count how many people that I've brought on my show that have had these problems with, you know, child protective services, or I have acquaintances who have been beat up, tasered, dragged off, put into jail, because it's the way that they are trained.
Mm-hmm.
Over in England, I've been there. I've been to Scotland. I mm-hmm. was there a couple of years ago, and you'll see these guys standing on a corner, and they'll talk to you, and they'll be polite.
Yeah.
They don't have a gun. You can actually go up and enter into a conversation with them.
Absolutely.
And they're just like us. I mean, they wear a funny little hat and they have their little uniform on. But I think it's in the training. They are trained that they are no different than you are.
They're called community police officers. Okay. But every police officer is. They're there to serve the community. If I walked down the street and I met a police officer and I said, "Hello, how are you doing?" If he walked past me and ignored me or said, you know, whatever, I could go home, call the police station and say, "PC, blah, 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 blah." I said hello to him. You know, I was very pleasant and he was rude to me. He would be spoken to.
As opposed to over here, they are looking for a reason. I mean, in your estimation.
Why are you talking to me? They want to know why. Why would you talk to me? Why would you say hello to me?
Well, I guess I'm trying to make a comparison that, because I know you've had an incident or two here.
Or three or four. I think it's 11.
Oh, it is.
I think.
And these are incidences where you've been pulled over for one reason or another, correct?
Yes.
And the first time you got pulled over and the policeman walked up and he had a gun on.
Oh, yes. He was raising his voice. I was nervous. And it was night. It was dark. Yes, he had this gun. He had a raised voice. I had pulled over in the wrong place. I wasn't standing in the position that he wanted me to be standing, which was next to him. I found it difficult to have a conversation with him unless I was facing him. So during the conversation, I would keep moving around to face him, and he didn't like that. And eventually he noticed how nervous I was and asked why. And I just told him. I said, "Well, one, you're shouting at me, and two, you've got a gun." And then he's like, "Well, where do you come from?" And I felt like seeing the moon. Because sometimes that's what I feel like.
Wait, sometimes you feel like you've come from the moon being over
because
here.
Because I'm so different. Well, because it's just so different.
Yeah, the culture, I mean, the culture is not a lot different, but it is different in certain respects.
Yes.
And when people say, you know, that this is the best country in the world to live, maybe it is in certain respects. But as far as the way you're treated mm-hmm. as a citizen over there by the authorities mm-hmm. and so forth, mm-hmm. it's night and day.
Oh, absolutely.
So I want to hear about the other 10. No. You never told me those. Okay. Anyway, my point being, folks, is that, yes, this country, as we all know, is gravitating towards a very, very serious police state. And it's because of the training. They used to be peace officers. Now they're law enforcement officers. And they're trained when they go to school. The young crop coming up. As a matter of fact, I had Terry Anderson on my show about a week ago, I believe. And we were talking about a lot of the police in the older police in Los Angeles that have their 20 years in. They're retiring and they're moving on. And some of them that don't have the years in to retire, they are moving on because it's getting so bad there that there are certain areas that they won't even go into. If they're called out on a particular crime after a certain time of the day, they won't even go there because they fear for their lives. And we're talking about the police here. So they're trained to, have a completely different attitude. And now you, maybe fortunately for you, I know I was pulled over. I got a ticket a couple months ago. I had your daughter in the car. This is shortly before I moved here. And they treat me totally different, folks, than they treat her, because I'm not pretty and have, you know, dirty blonde hair with a nice body. But with Lindsay, she's been pulled over 11 times and never been arrested, okay? She came home several times, and she would tell me what happened. She really did tell me. She told me about most of them. She'd come home and tell me what happened, and I have to tell you, living here all my life, I'd shake my head because I couldn't believe that anybody could get away with that and not get arrested.
You mean the imaginary friend in the car?
Tell them about the imaginary friend in the car, Lindsay.
I got pulled over. I was in the HOV lane. And in fact, I was coming back from immigration, and they'd kept me hours and hours. I was going to be late for the kids coming home from school. They would have been locked out, and it was like 118 degrees outside. So I decided I was going to take the chance and go in the HOV lane to get home quicker when the flashing lights. So when I got pulled over, the police officer tried to explain that I shouldn't be in there unless I had someone in the car. And I turned around and I said, yes, I have my friend Gladys in the car. And he obviously, the accent threw him, and all he picked up on was friend. So he then expounded on how it didn't have to be a friend. It could be anybody. And again, I said, yes, I have my friend Gladys in the car. And I looked at the car, which, of course, was empty. And then I started to laugh, and I said, oh, you can't see her either.
And he let you off.
Yes.
You never got a ticket.
No.
How many people can say that they've driven in the HOV lane at high traffic with nobody in the car but you, told the cop when they were pulled over they have an imaginary friend, and the cop lets them go? Only Lindsay.
Smee.
She uses the word smee. Well, it just goes to show you. Oh, we got a break coming up. All right, stick with me. This is Michael Herzog and Lindsay. With the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Got a short segment coming up to the top of the hour and the National Intel Report. Stick with me. We'll be back in three.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
All right, we're back. Final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I guess, you know, if you want to surmise this whole thing, our task is at hand, guys. It's turning into a police state. It's getting worse by the day. We've got an abundance of psychiatrists and psychologists that have concluded that the people that still believe that the government is not lying to them need to have their head examined. So, again, our task is at hand. We need to get up off of our seats, folks, just like Bobby passing out those DVDs. Oh, he did it for a long time, and now he's doing it to anybody that sends an email. We need to wake up. We need to wake them up, okay, because time is growing short here. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here just off the cuff reading another article. I'm looking at the psychiatrists and the psychologists that are talking about, these people needing to have their head examined. Listen to this. I mean, this is ridiculous. Activists want a chimp to be declared a person. I think this guy ought to have his head examined. You know, I'm not going to read the whole article. But it goes into the case for making a 26-year-old male chimpanzee legally declared a person. Is this what this world has turned into? Are these people so whacked out? The animal activists, evidently, are they so whacked out that they think that a chimpanzee should be declared a person because maybe he can make a few signs and they can communicate with him on some, you know, minuscule level? I don't know. The only thing I do know is that I pay very close attention when I walk through this world anymore. I used to be blind and dumbed down like the majority of the American people. And it's a gift to me that I had the discernment to wake up and find out what's really going on. But not only is it a gift, but it also becomes a task, because this gift was not given to me to just sit and do nothing with it. The gift is also given to you folks. Okay, you've got the gift of being awake, but you can't take this gift and not doing anything with it. You must share it with other people. That's what RBN is doing. So before I close out this show today and my friend John Stattmiller takes over this seat, I want to put it out one more time. This is a pumping vein in the heart of America, and it needs money to survive. So if you haven't already, I'm going to ask you to dig down as deep as you can and to send in as much as you can to get us over the hump. Because trust me, folks, this network has some great ideas in mind. They're working on some stuff behind the scenes that is really going to make this network just grow great guns. And I'm excited about it. I'm involved in it. And I'm happy to be a part of it. So get your checkbooks out. Get your go into your website or go into our republicbroadcasting.org. Click on PayPal. Donate as much as you can. Okay, this is a short-term thing. As I said before, they don't bark at you all the time wanting money. And believe me, if there was any other way to get around this, they wouldn't do it. But you need to do it. Send a check to republicbroadcasting.org, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I don't want you to take food off your table, but I want you to think back at how long you've been getting valuable information from this network, including free archives that you don't get in other places, and not doing anything about it. Send them a check, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stattmiller. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day. Paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
A message for all.